Unit 7, page 89. Listening. Exercise 2. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear someone being interviewed.
Definitely jazz, any kind really, traditional or modern. I don't exactly know what it is about it that appeals to me. It's not just the music, it's the atmosphere in the clubs and the people you meet at concerts. I quite like other kinds of music as well, blues, soul, world, even some classical, but I have to say I'm not that keen on pop. It all sounds the same to me these days, a sure sign that I'm getting middle-aged. Definitely jazz, any kind really, traditional or modern. I don't exactly know what it is about it that appeals to me. It's not just the music, it's the atmosphere in the clubs and the people you meet at concerts. I quite like other kinds of music as well, blues, soul, world, even some classical, but I have to say I'm not that keen on pop. It all sounds the same to me these days, a sure sign that I'm getting middle-aged.
Question 2. You hear someone describing an event she went to.
It was amazing. My friend and me were right at the front. We were in the most expensive seats. But even there, it was almost impossible to hear anything. As soon as they came on and started playing, everyone went mad. You could just about hear the bass and the drums from time to time, but the words were completely inaudible. We could see their mouths opening and closing, but nothing seemed to come out. It was amazing. My friend and me were right at the front. We were in the most expensive seats, but even there it was almost impossible to hear anything. As soon as they came on and started playing, everyone went mad. You could just about hear the bass and the drums from time to time, but the words were completely inaudible. We could see their mouths opening and closing, but nothing seemed to come out.
Question 3. You hear someone describing something she finds annoying.
It's everywhere you go these days. I was on the train on the way to work last week. A girl came and sat next to me. I was trying to read a report and all I could hear was this repetitive drumming noise, sort of disco music, I suppose. I just couldn't concentrate. I've got a friend who listens when he goes jogging. That's okay because he's not disturbing anyone. But in public places, they're a real nuisance. A blatant case of noise pollution, if you ask me. It's everywhere you go these days. I was on the train on the way to work last week. A girl came and sat next to me. I was trying to read a report and all I could hear was this repetitive drumming noise, sort of disco music, I suppose. I just couldn't concentrate. I've got a friend who listens when he goes jogging. That's okay because he's not disturbing anyone. But in public places, they're a real nuisance. A blatant case of noise pollution, if you ask me.
Question 4. You hear the presenter of a radio program talking.
I've got an email here from Mrs. Johnson. She'd like to have Love Hurts played for her son, Michael. Mum sends you her love, Michael, wherever you are. She's asked me to tell you that she loves you very much and says please, please, please contact her before your birthday. She doesn't want to lose touch with you. Just a phone call would do. You don't have to tell her where you are if you don't want to. So for Michael Johnson, here's Love Hurts from your mum. I've got an email here from Mrs. Johnson. She'd like to have Love Hurts played for her son, Michael. Mum sends you her love, Michael, wherever you are. She's asked me to tell you that she loves you very much and says please, please, please contact her before your birthday. She doesn't want to lose touch with you. Just a phone call would do. You don't have to tell her where you are if you don't want to. So for Michael Johnson, here's Love Hurts from your mum.
Question 5. You hear someone talking about their favourite situation for listening to music.
I had a CD player fitted in a boot a few months ago. It takes 6 CDs at a time. So you get your favourite CDs, put it on random and off you go. The good thing about random is you don't know which CD or which track you're going to hear next. You get to listen to different kinds of music without having to stop or take your hands off the wheel. And you can have the volume turned up as high as you like. It's brilliant on long journeys. I had a CD player fitted in a boot a few months ago. It takes 6 CDs at a time. So you get your favourite CDs, put it on random and off you go. The good thing about random is you don't know which CD or which track you're going to hear next. You get to listen to different kinds of music without having to stop or take your hands off the wheel. And you can have the volume turned up as high as you like. It's brilliant on long journeys.
Question 6. You will hear someone talking about a common human experience.
It's very strange. You just have to hear a certain sound or catch a whiff of a particular smell and everything comes flooding back. I mean, I can remember exactly where I was when I heard Madonna's first hit. It was a winter evening. I was in my mother's kitchen making myself a cheese sandwich. I only have to hear that first guitar chord and I'm back in my mum's kitchen. Another example is the smell of suntan lotion. It always takes me straight back to a holiday in Spain when I was 4 years old. It's very strange. You just have to hear a certain sound or catch a whiff of a particular smell and everything comes flooding back. I mean, I can remember exactly where I was when I heard Madonna's first hit. It was a winter evening. I was in my mother's kitchen making myself a cheese sandwich. I only have to hear that first guitar chord and I'm back in my mum's kitchen. Another example is the smell of suntan lotion. It always takes me straight back to a holiday in Spain when I was 4 years old.
Question 7. You hear a man talking about somewhere he has just been.
It's something I've always been terrified of, but it was absolutely killing me. In the end, it got so bad, I just had to have it seen to. Actually, it only needed filling, which wasn't as bad as having to have it taken out. Anyway, I was sitting there in the chair, feeling very nervous, waiting for the drill, when this wonderful Indian music started playing. It was incredible. My anxiety completely disappeared, and I relaxed my whole body. It's something I've always been terrified of, but it was absolutely killing me. In the end, it got so bad, I just had to have it seen to. Actually, it only needed filling, which wasn't as bad as having to have it taken out. Anyway, I was sitting there in the chair, feeling very nervous, waiting for the drill, when this wonderful Indian music started playing. It was incredible. My anxiety completely disappeared, and I relaxed my whole body.
Question 8. You hear someone talking about the beneficial effects of music.
We now use music to help them recover, especially if they're here for a long stay. Experimenting with different kinds of music, we found that certain sounds have the power to change moods and emotional states for the better. Many of them come to us shattered, angry and full of pain, both physical and mental. They've had their lives reduced to a bed and a locker. We try to bring peace to their body and their mind. We now use music to help them recover, especially if they're here for a long stay. Experimenting with different kinds of music, we found that certain sounds have the power to change moods and emotional states for the better. Many of them come to us shattered, angry and full of pain, both physical and mental. They've had their lives reduced to a bed and a locker. We try to bring peace to their body and their mind.